It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, October 27th, 2021. Today's the birthday of British author and playwright Enid Bagnold, born at Rochester in Kent in 1889. She is best known for her story National Velvet, which appeared in 1935. The daughter of Colonel Arthur Henry Bagnold and his wife Ethel Alger, and brought up mostly in Jamaica, she attended art school in London. During the First World War, she became a nurse, and she wrote critically of the hospital administration and was dismissed as a result. After that, she was a driver in France for the remainder of the war years. She wrote about her hospital experiences in A Diary Without Dates and about her experiences as an ambulance driver in The Happy Foreigner. In 1920, she married Sir Roderick Jones, chairman of Reuters, but continued to use her maiden name for her writing. They lived at North End House near Brighton, the garden of which inspired her play, The Chalk Garden. The Joneses' London house from 1928 until 1969, 7 years after Sir Roderick's death, was number 29 Hyde Park Gate, which meant that for several years they were neighbors to Sir Winston Churchill. The couple had 4 children. Their great-granddaughter is Samantha Cameron, wife of the former British Prime Minister and Conservative Party leader David Cameron. Enid Bagnold died near Brighton in 1981 at age 91 and is buried at St. Margaret's Churchyard there. She received a number of awards and honors, including the Arts Theater Prize for Poor Judas in 1951, the Award of Merit Medal for the Chalk Garden in 1956, and a prize from the Academy of Arts and Letters for the Chalk Garden in that same year. Here are 2 examples of her elegant prose. First, an excerpt from National Velvet. A landscape glittered behind her voice. There were icicles in it and savage fields of ice, great storms building over a flat countryside, striped with white rails, a chessboard beneath a storm. Horses were stretched forever at the gallop. Tiny men in silk were brave beyond bearing and sat on the horses like embryos with their knees in their mouths. The gorgeous names of horses were cried from mouth to mouth and circulated in a stream of fame. Lottery, the Hermit, the Great Mare Scepter, the glorious ancestress Pocahontas, whose blood ran down like time into her flying children, Easter Hero, the Lamb, that pony stallion. And another from A Diary Without Dates, her memoir from World War I. Sometimes in the late evenings one walks busily up and down the ward doing this and that, forgetting that there is anything beyond the drawn blinds engrossed in the patients, one's tasks, bed-making, washing, one errand after another. And then suddenly a blind will blow out and almost up to the ceiling, and through it you will catch a glimpse that makes you gasp of a black night crossed with bladed searchlights, of a moon behind a crooked tree. The lifting of the blind is a miracle. I do not believe in the wind. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for October 27th, 2021. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.